It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 48 of the Podketeer Podcast. Being recorded this fine May afternoon. It is May 29th, Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. And I am alive at the Disneyland Resort, just right next to Small World. I haven't been to the park in a couple of weeks. It is pretty crowded for a Tuesday, but I guess to be expected considering the Memorial Day weekend just got over with. And there's likely people extending their Memorial Day weekend by a few days and spending it here in Disneyland. I unfortunately didn't do that. I worked today. Today's episode is going to primarily be talking about Disneyland collectibles. I have been purchasing a lot of stuff on eBay here lately. I just bought a couple of A tickets. Now, these are not the ticket book tickets. These are the ticket booth tickets, which were sold kind of like the carnival tickets that you're used to seeing on a strip of tickets. And they're available, you can find them on eBay in pretty good shape, and they run between $20 and $30. They came in A through D denominations. I haven't seen anything besides that. Those and something called an exchange ticket. And those were, for the most part, I think red, the ones that I've seen so far. I currently have a couple of auctions I'm tracking for an exchange ticket and a D ticket, and as I said, I just purchased a couple of A tickets joined together, sequentially numbered. Now, I've got a ton of new stuff that I purchased at Disneyland, but then also I have, for instance, I have a 1957 Disneyland game that I purchased on eBay. Paid $25 for it. It's in reasonably good shape. Not like new or anything, but in pretty good shape. And I've got, Disneykins, which were the little tiny plastic characters. They make something similar to it now that I forget what they're called. They sell them in a package of three or four of them, and you can't tell what they are until you buy them. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Now, the Disneykins, you could tell what they were. They came in they were individually boxed, or you could buy a set of them. And they were hand painted. They were made in the early ones were made in the U.S. and were hand painted. Then they moved them to Hong Kong, and the painting and the quality kind of fell off. And they became a little bit less sought after once the quality went downhill. And then Lewis Marks and Company sold out to Quaker, the Quaker Oats Company. And Quaker ran them into the ground, so the Disneykins disappeared. Now, Marks also made some what they call ramp walkers. And they would sway side to side and walk. You'd put a book, tilt it on an angle and put the walker on it, and it would walk down the ramp, hence the name Ramp Walker. Now, you could also tie a string to them. They had a hole on one end that you could tie a string and pull them, and they would walk. And they made a number of them. They made a Jiminy Cricket with a cello. They made the Big Bad Wolf and the Three Little Pigs. They made Mickey Mouse, I believe he's pushing a wheelbarrow. And anyway, there were a bunch of different ones, and you can find those on eBay pretty often. They're not too expensive. But eBay is definitely a source of a lot of cool stuff. I was bidding on, now this is a unique collectible here, one of the letters off of the Pirates of the Caribbean sign that they replaced a year or two ago. They changed the lettering of the sign and took down the old letters, and somebody got a hold of one of the R's, which is pretty good for a pirate sign. R. And I had bid $101 was my max on it, and it went for almost $300. That's for one 6-inch tall metal letter. So you can see that some of this stuff goes for quite a bit of money. Another thing I've been trying to get a hold of is the little hidden, it was a wooden chest that was sold at the Haunted Mansion gift shop over near the Haunted Mansion. And I don't think it was actually the Haunted Mansion gift shop, but it was near the Haunted Mansion. And it had a series of sliding panels, kind of like a puzzle. And if you slid the panels in the proper order, the top of the box would open. And you could hide stuff inside of it. And those are really cool. And they don't show up that often in good shape, because the outsides of them were paper that was applied to the wood. So if they get wet or anything like that, they really don't look too good. So it's not too easy to find a real nice one. And when you do, they run right around $80 to $100 on eBay. It's about what the going end of auction price is on those. But you can really have a lot of fun picking that stuff up on eBay. And you can kind of go out of control if you're not real careful. And more than one person is just about bankrupted themselves buying stuff on eBay. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Fortunately, I have enough money and am able to differentiate between disposable income and money I need to pay bills. And like I said, right now I think I've got maybe $60 worth of auctions running on eBay. Nothing on there I'm dying for. There's one of those secret panel boxes on there right now, but it's $73, and I'm really hoping to find one a little cheaper. I think if I wait long enough, I'll run across one. All right, well, I'm going to wander over to another part of the park, and where it's not quite so noisy, because this area is kind of getting crowded, getting ready for the parade, Mickey's Sensational Parade, and it's going to get noisy right here. So I'll pause this and be back. I find a little bit quieter spot. I don't know how much longer it's going to be quiet. I'm over here next to the Storybook Land ride, which is closed for today. And what's interesting about this, there is a lighthouse right there next to the Storybook Land ride. And that happens to be one of the original ticket booths. Now, they've closed the window on it. It no longer looks like a ticket booth, but at one time it was. And I think If I'm not mistaken, I believe that is the only one that is left in the park. I don't think there's any other location where they were able to make it look like anything that was worth keeping. There goes the monorail. Now, one thing I mentioned on the last show, the price increase. Now, that has certainly gotten a lot of press. The 30% price increase for the main gate and annual passes. There are a lot of people that are not very happy about it. And I think a lot of the reason that they're doing it is because there's just too many annual pass holders. Now, according to what I read on the internet, there are 300,000 annual pass holders. Well, here comes the parade, so I'll pick this up when it's a little quieter. All right, well, that wasn't the parade that turned out. It was the announcement that the parade is coming. You know, I'm looking at the Matterhorn right now. It certainly does look nice. It's really coming along. It's not going to be long before it opens up. Okay, I had to pause that out. I was talking to a cast member. I don't think they wanted me to stand here for the parade. Anyway, as I was saying, the Matterhorn looks pretty cool. I think it looks better on the other side. I don't think they're quite done dressing it up on this side yet. Putting in the overspray so it looks like real snow. They've done that on the other side a little better than this. It looks like up towards the top they've done it. But I don't think they've finished up at the bottom. They've got all the water running still, but it almost looks like they're done with it, but I think they're holding off on opening that along with the other items that they're going to bring in on June the 13th, I believe it is, or 15th. Yeah, I think it's 15th. I'm still toying with the idea of buying the $500 pass to get in early to see everything over there, and I don't know if I can afford it, but if not, I'm at least going to buy the $50 one, so I'll get to get in on the preview. I think that'll be worth $50, although I think there's going to be about 1,700 bazillion people doing the same exact thing. So I don't know how much I'm going to get to be able to see. Probably not going to be able to ride much of anything. But at least I could get in and walk up down the street and record a podcast about it, if nothing else. Yeah, it seems to be thinning out just a little bit. And what it probably is, probably people sitting waiting for the parade. Because over in Fantasyland, which is usually that Tomorrowland, the two most crowded areas of the park normally, it doesn't look too bad over there. Doesn't look like you'd have to, excuse me, pardon me, your way through Fantasyland, which is the case on most crowded days. All right, well, I'm going to wander along here and see if I can find a place that in approximately 2 minutes won't be so darn noisy. Because I can guarantee you this place is going to be. Because the parade, she is a-coming. So I'll be back. Huh. That is a sign I never noticed before. I wonder what the... wonder what the significance of this is. Right next to the lighthouse at Storybook Land, there's a tiny little sign that says, "Documents related to the Certificate of Compliance for this attraction may be viewed at City Hall in Town Square." I'm going to have to ask about that. What the heck that means? Probably has something to do with the accessibility for handicapped people. I would be willing to bet you that's the case. I think I'll try to find out. Well, I talked to a young lady cast member, and she said that that sign that I was talking to does, in fact, refer to the Californians with Disabilities Act, and that they're required to post the fact that they have information regarding that on any ride where you can't just get regular access to it in a wheelchair. And on that particular ride, you have to transfer. So I have to look around and see if they have that on every ride where you have to transfer. Now, I have found that, unfortunately, these days, not everything you hear from a cast member is 100% factual. I don't think it's on purpose, but I think sometimes they guess at stuff. Well, I'm going to make my way through the castle and out towards the front of the park. It is approaching 7 o'clock. It's about 20 minutes till. And I got to get hopping, because I got to get out of here in time to be able to upload this. Oh my goodness, somebody is unhappy. He is very, very unhappy. Alrighty, well, I am sitting right here in front of the heraldry store, right across the street from the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. That gives you a general idea where I am at. So I'm going to make my way through the castle and down the drawbridge, and maybe I'll catch a little bit of the parade before I leave. Well, the parade has started, and it is headed in this direction. So I don't know how well I'm going to be able to make it down Main Street. We'll have to see. I may end up watching the parade whether I wanna or not. Let's see. Oh, here it comes. There's a couple of ducks blocking the sidewalk here. Lots of ducks today. Little baby ducks. These two are mallards with the green head. Yep, I think I'm gonna get stuck watching this parade. It's pretty crowded over here. We'll see. It's definitely going to be too noisy to record a podcast, so I'll just let you listen to the parade music. And I'll be back when I get down where I'm going. Lots of music, don't see any parade yet. Ah, here's the parade. I know you've heard this on the show before, that's why I'm not gonna get completely quiet. afloat with Mickey playing the drums on it. Somebody with an iPad shooting the parade. And there's Goofy on a float with a couple of big cymbals behind him. Chip and Dale pushing it. And there's Aladdin with another big cymbal, a couple of big eyes made of him, standing on top of a drum. The drum has a picture of the genie on it. And the monkey behind him. And here's Ariel. And her float's got a big octopus on it. We got a traffic jam here. So this is probably my favorite float of them all, and this is the one from Tangled. It's a very good representation of her house. The Lion King. Nope. Grown up some on it.
Hello?
That was loud. If I can get over to the other side over there. Something I want to check out in the gallery if I can get over there. Looks like I might be able to.
Better hold my hand up.
Walking in front of a train station. Here comes the flute from the Princess and the Frog. I got to see that performed live at D23. Wanted to check out. No, as a matter of fact, there are e-tickets. I was wrong. Inside the case here, they've got some of Tony Baxter's collection. It includes A through E. One thing I don't see is an exchange ticket. Means it might be worthwhile buying that one. Huh. Now here's some attraction-specific tickets for the Mickey Mouse Theater, 25 cents. Circarama, which was America the Beautiful, what it was called before that. Snow White. Tom Sawyer Island, Storybook Land Boats, and Midget Autopia. There's a couple of the Disneyland Railroad tickets. I've got one of those, and the one that I've got has a lot more tickets on it than this one. And a Mark Twain ticket, which I have. So I can see that I'm going to have to look for an e-ticket. I haven't seen one of those yet. Another thing in this case, and I've been on some of these, is the Invitational Press preview ticket. That's a real rarity. The sign here with the collection says, Ticket to Ride. The famed Disneyland ticket books were implemented in October 1955. Called A Day at Disneyland, they held 8 tickets in A, B, and C denominations. In 1956, the D ticket was added. In 1959, the E ticket took its place in the book. And in American vernacular, representing the biggest, best, and most thrilling. In the International Press Preview, it's a silver ticket. Should have been a golden ticket. This is Sunday, July 17, 1955, 5:30 p.m. at Bit 1. Like I say, I bid on one of those, but it went for over $500, and that was just more than I wanted to spend. But you seldom see them. It wouldn't surprise me if I wasn't bidding against Mr. Baxter, who I have run into here at the park before. He's very friendly, too. Well, now that I have solved that mystery, so I know there's actually some other tickets I have to look for. The attraction specific and an e-ticket. All right, well, you know, I think that I'm going to wrap up the show with that. Little piece of information. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. I definitely enjoyed making it for you. So y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week. And we'll see you at the park.
One morning I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
I wanna go park hopping, fast ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight. Water falling, cannonballing, I think I hear the pirates calling. Teacups twirling, mountains splashing, let's go to Disney summer night-tastic. Let's go to Disney summer night-tastic.
Hello, Podcateers. I hope you enjoy today's show, and we'll come back next week and see what crazy stuff Mark has cooked up. Until then, have yourself a magical Disney week. This is Carrie Foppin signing off.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight. To all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.